The next coach on the teleconference is Rutgers' Chris Ash. The Scarlet Knights visit Washington on Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Pac-12 networks. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, thanks for having me. As you mentioned, our first game is this Saturday in Seattle against a very good Washington football team. We're excited to pack up and take our football team on the road. And see, it's a really, really good barometer for our program to see where we're at against a veteran football team that finished the season last year very strong, very well coached, very talented football team. So it's going to be a challenge for us. I really like our football team right now, and the way we're coming out of camp. I like our chemistry. I like our attitude. I like our toughness, and really excited to go watch these guys play. We are a healthy football team, as healthy as any team that I've been around. Coming out of training camp at this point, and we've gotten a lot better because of the reps that we've been able to get through training camp. So, again, it's just now about going out and seeing what we look like after the foot hits the ball and we kick off. So with that, I'll open up with any questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take those questions now.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, when you open the season with a cross-country trip like this, what kind of things do you look to learn about your team?
Just how they handle themselves, and it's a business trip. Do we go out there do we pack all of our stuff? Are we at meetings on time? Do we handle the environment? The time change is a big deal. Going out there, 3-hour time change is a big deal. Just want to see, are we a mature football team? Do we handle our business the right way? Are we focused on doing our job the way we need to do our job? If we can do all those things, then hopefully winning will be a byproduct as we move forward. But that's really what I'm looking for, just how we handle this type of trip. We haven't taken a trip together, and it's a big one, and it's an opening game, and just anxious to see how our players respond to it.
And your first question is from Ryan Dunleavy with NJ.com.
Hey, Chris. Can you talk? I know that you've been out to Seattle a couple times to visit with Pete Carroll. Two things. One, how has Pete Carroll helped you? And two, on any of those trips, did you ever make it over to Washington? Are you familiar at all with the campus, the stadium, that kind of thing?
I'll answer the second one first. I've never been to Washington before. Don't know much about the campus. I do know about the reputation of the stadium and how loud it can get there. I actually went through a video with the players about that last night, just so they're aware of the surroundings and the elements that we're going to be facing, the challenges we're going to be facing on game day there, but I've never been there before. I've only been out to Seattle one time, and I went out there this last May to visit the Seahawks for a day, and just to see the culture that they have there in their organization, and been really a fan of Pete Carroll for a long, long time. He's been an outstanding defensive coach. He's been a successful head coach. He's done it in different places, and anytime you get a chance to go and watch him interact with his players, his coaches, and just watch him run the organization to get that opportunity, I wanted to jump at it, and I learned a lot when I was there.
Thanks, Chris.
Your next question comes from the line of Sam Hellman with Scout.
Hey, Chris, how are you? I guess my question with Andre Patton, what have you seen from him the last couple weeks in staying involved as much as possible, and what kind of weapon can he be for you in the first game?
Well, Andre has been completely engaged in everything that we're doing offensively, and he knows his assignments. When he's out there, he practices extremely well. He's an intelligent kid. He's very focused on having a great senior year. And, you know, what type of weapon is he going to be for us? I hope a big one, but I don't know until we actually play games. I really like the intensity and the focus that he brings to our offense and to practice, you know, when he's out there. And anxious to see what he does when the ball is snapped, and hopefully big things happen for him.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Eugene Evans with College Sports Overload.
Hey, Chris. So, year one of being a head coach, I know you've been around the coaching ranks for 20 years. What's the difference in terms of preparation, especially with not having, you know, the exhibition season in college football being so unique? Is there, like, a difference compared to being a defensive coordinator, or is it the same in terms of knowing that first game is actually the regular season?
There's similarities and there's differences. The time commitment and the demands of your time are the same, but the things that I've got to focus on are a little bit different. You know, right now it's our first trip as a new staff together, new support staff together, so heavily involved in a lot of the aspects of the trip planning, and we're going out a day in advance, so we're playing on Saturday, going out on Thursday, so it's a different type of a trip. But just being involved in all of that stuff, as well as being involved with things defensively, makes it different than if you were just running the defense or being a part of the defensive staff. So that's quite a bit different. That's probably the biggest thing, is just what you focus your time on compared to just doing offense or defensive stuff.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, thank you.